Okay, Chevra, what we have to do now is begin the sugya of Prisha Ba'ona HaSamach LaVesta, which is basically what we will be focusing on mostly with respect to Vestos. This appears in Yerideyasim in Kuf Pei Dawid, Se'if Beis primarily. Kuf Pei Dawid, Se'if Aleph, I hope we'll cover maybe at the end of the Simen, we'll talk about Bedikos Kodem Tashmish and do that together with Kuf Pei Vav, assuming that we make enough progress this week. But Prisha Ba'ona HaSamach LaVesta is an interesting sugya. There's a big machlekes harishonim as to whether the halacha of Prisha is a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanon. Let's explain. The Gemara in Shavuos Daf Yud Ches learns from the pasuk v'hizartem es b'nei Yisrael mitumosam, that you should warn the Jewish people from the tuma, and zok the Gemara mikan asar l'bnei Yisrael sheyifreshim nishosehen samach l'vesta. There's an ashara that there is a warning that you have to separate from your wife samach l'vesta, which is at the time when she is expecting to see her period, expecting to get her period. Now the Ravid in Shar Havestos, Simin Aleph, Se'if Aleph, the Ravid writes as follows. Tchila nomar, kichshash Vestos d'rabbanon hi. Zach the Ravid, that the concern for Vestos in general is d'rabbanon. It's a machlokas Rav and Shmuel in the Gemara on Daf Tes Zayin about higia shas Vesto v'lo bodka v'lo ro'asa. So amara bodka umata tame tame tahar tahar kasavar Vestos d'rabbanon. Ushmuel amar fil batko matzah tahar is tomei, because Shmuel holds vestus d'oraisa. V'kaimalon pirav v'isuri. Look, the Ravid, we paskin like Rav. That means that we paskin like vestos is d'rabbanon. And moreover, this machlokas between Rav and Shmuel is a machlokas hatanoim between Remei and Chachamim. And we paskin like the Chachamim against Reb Meir, and the Gemara keeps on paskining that Vestos is derabbanon. So therefore, Vestos for sure is derabbanon, right? So the first you saw to the Ravid is that Vestos is derabbanon, which means lecha'ora that a woman who has a pattern that she always sees dam at a certain time, that pattern is a derabbanon pattern. And then the Ravid notes, "Va'ut midaminim biyavamis samach beis chayiv adam lufkod es ishto b'shashi yotzi laderech umukminan la afilo b'shas vesta shma mina vestus derabbanon ubemakom mitzvah loy gozer deidai raisa hechi sharinan lei." Says the Ravid, the fact that by a yotzi laderech we pass kinsach lufkod es ishto even by ona hasamach lavesta. So the Ravid says that would indicate that Vestos are derabbanon. Now, the Baal HaMa'ar jumps up and down and spits wood and nickels on this Ravid. And the Baal HaMa'ar says, one second, my dear beloved Ravid, you're assuming that when we say chayev lifko des ishto ba'ona somach l'vesto, that means that you chayev to have bia with her. Ve'ein pekidazu ela pekidas sholayim. Unatilas rishus bilvat, bafil beishdo nida, bahochigasinan labi yavamis bisvam yishanim medukdakem. Says the Baal HaMa'ar, no, we're making a mistake, because when we say the chayav mifgad is ishdo ba'ona samach lavesta, what that really means is that you have to do, you have to say divrei ritzui, you have to speak nicely to her, you have to ask your wife rishus before you go out on a trip, but it doesn't mean that you have to have bia with her. Moreover, says the Baal HaMa'ar, when we say ba'ayna hasamach levesta, it doesn't mean onas havesas at all. It means ona yitziyasa l'derech. That's really a big chiddush in the Baal HaMa'ar. The Baal HaMa'ar is saying that the din that you have to kaike this ishto means ask rishus from your wife, can I go on a trip? Before you go on a trip. By the way, that's just a good idea. Like, if you end up going on a trip without asking your wife permission beforehand, that probably won't do wonders to your marriage. Try Right, you should mention it, fine. So Zuck the Bauhamar, I don't even have to be marich about this because everything, Hakohi Ksuva al Sefer HaYashar, that's like a play on a pasuk, no? Halohi Ksuva al Sefer HaYashar is a pasuk in Sefer Shmuel or something, that Sefer HaYashar refers back to the Chumash, no? But when the Rav, when the Bahamur says Halohi Ksuva Sefer HaYashar, he means that Rabbi Nutam already wrote this. Okay, fine. So basically, the Ravid assumes that Prisha Ba'inah Samach Vesta is a din dirabanan because the entire concept of Vestos is dirabanan, and therefore it's not shayich that there should be a din da'iraisa of Prisha Ba'onah Samach Vesta if all Vestos is dirabanan. The only machlokas between the Bauhamar and the Ravid is what does it mean when we say Chayav Lufkoris Ishto Ba'onah Samach Vesta? Right, that the Rav had felt that this is a Rav that you have to have Bia, and it's further proof that Vestos is Zerabonon. The Bahamor is not willing to accept that. Ad kan our discussion in the Rav and the Bahamor. Now the Mechaber paskins that Vestos is Zerabonon, as we noted. And the Mechaber therefore paskins that Prisha Ba'ona HaSamach Levesta is also Dirabanan. The obligation to separate from your wife when she's expecting her period, according to Shitas HaMechaber and the Shulchan Aruch, is a din Dirabanan. And this is seen clearly in Shulchan Aruch in Se'if Dalet. No? Imrigila Lir ois behane tachama velo kimlon shapir ikodem hane tachama o acharov ina asura ela b'yoyim. No? Let's say a woman sees dam by hane tachama and you're not sure. Did she see dam before or after? No? So says the Mechaber, you only asur b'yoyim. Only asur b'yoyim. Why you only asur b'yoyim? Says the shachs of cutting yud gimel, give him shat in the Mechaber. The cave and the vestus midrabonon have a suffix drabonon lakula. We're not sure if she was in need belaila or b'yayim. No? We don't know. Did she get her period before hanates or after hanates? By the way, we cheshben ice periods that they're assumed to be toloi in the sun rising, even though alpi halacha, for all dinim da'iraisa, the yom begins with alos hashachar. But when it comes to Vestos, we assume that somehow Vestos depend on Hiluch Hachama, and therefore the din is based on Hanetz Hachama, no? Is that true? Maybe somebody could look this up and figure out, right? So periods have anything to do with the sun rise or not? Is there any link? I haven't got the foggiest idea, but then again, I never got a period in my life, so I'm entitled not to know this, right? Okay, weiter. So the Shach is telling me, quoting from the Rush, that since Vestus is Dirabonon, so it's a suffix Dirabonon Lahakel, and therefore you only have to separate Biyom, meaning that the din of Prisha is a din Dirabonon. That's what the Shach assumes, and the Mechaber writes this in his halachic book, Beis Yosef, since Vestas is Dirabonon, therefore Prisha is for sure a din Dirabonon. Now we'll come to this Shach, we'll discuss it again later on, but if you look over here, in the Pisrei Tshuva Sifkatin Gimel, the Pisrei Tshuva decides to disagree with the entire kit and caboodle. Our entire assumption, I'll get to you in 1 second, Kevin. Our entire assumption that Vestus is Dirabonon and therefore Prisha is Dirabonon, even though that seems to be very logical, right? Logical is a fancy way of saying logical, right? Even though it seems to be very mistaber, but the Pisrei Tshuva will question this. Kevin, yeah.
Just to clarify, we're talking about the same blood.
What?
I mean, we're talking about when she sees blood, that's when she got her original period, and now it's 30 days later, and just...
So again, a woman had... Right, let's say 30 days later, next month, right? This past month, she saw Adam on the 16th of the month, right? So the next month, you'll have to separate on the 16th. That's called the Veses She'ino Kavua. Or let's say it's a Veses Kavua, that for the last 3 months, she's always seen Adam on the 16th of the month. So you have to separate on the 16th of the month. That's the halacha. Now, in a case where I'm not sure, did I see Dam at night or during the day? So basically what the Shach is saying is that since Vestas is Dirabanan and Prisha by now Samach Vesta is Dirabanan, so you only have to separate during the day. You assume it happened as late as possible, right? That's the general rule of Chazaka. And therefore you only separate during the day. That's what the Shach and Sifkat and Yagimel is explaining. If you see at night, you have to separate at night, if you know for sure. But if in the case of a suffix, I don't know for sure, then I separate during the day. Again, the details of what Prisha means, we'll have to talk about, obviously. But right now, we're speaking bigadol. Is this a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanon? Whatever the this is it d'oraisa or d'rabbanon? Zok the pischei tshuva. In Sifkatin Gimel. By the way, the shach over here, Sifkatin Hey. Also points out that Sarach Lifrosh Ba'ona Hasamach Levesta, that is a din dirabanan. Kain Haskamas Raiv HaPaiskim, that Vestas is dirabanan, and therefore Prisha is dirabanan. It's clear in, right, standard Judaism that it's a din dirabanan in Gansen. However, Pischei Tshuva quotes, now, Ayin Tshuvas Noda Biyehuda, Chelak Yeridea, Simen Nun Heya Nun Vav, Demasha Amru Vestas de Rabbanan Hainu Le'inyin Delo Aminu Shekvar Ra'asa B'Shas Vesta. Mishum De Neged Chazaka Orach B'Zman Oba Yesh Cheskas Tahara. Avon Le'inyin Lifrosh Me Ishto Samach Levesta Humid Min HaTayra Dechayshinan Shema Tire Velo Aminan Ala Haba Nukim Lo B'Cheskas Tahara Da Atu Lo Olam Lo Tire V'Dami Lo Ha'da Amru Shema Meis Lo Chayshinan Shema Yamos Chayshinan. The Pischei Tshuva quotes in Neid Bihuda Azoi. Avada Vestas is Dirabonon. What Vestas Dirabonon means is that in past tense, when the Vestas passes, we will assume that Min HaTorah, we don't know she got her period. Right? That's the case in the Gemara, the Machlokas between Rav and Shmuel that we began with. Right? Rav and Shmuel debate, let's say her Vestas is on the 16th, and the 16th came and went. Do I assume that because she has a Veses, that therefore she saw Adam on the 16th? So, we pass it like Rav, Vestas de Rabbanon, meaning, says the Noid of Yehuda, Limafreya, going back, we assume you're not Tameya. However, says the Noid of Yehuda, when it comes to the future, which means that I might be getting my period in the future, so kalape the future, Vestos are d'oraisa. Shema meis lo chayshinan. Shema yamos chayshinan. No? The yesod of the Noida B'Yehuda is that there is a difference between past and future. For the future, we assume that Vestos is d'oraisa, and therefore the din of Prisha, which is learned from a pasuk, v'hizartem es b'nei Yisrael, could be a din d'oraisa. Even though the entire yesod of Vestos is d'rabbanan, because the yesod of Vestos d'rabbanan is only past tense, but not future tense. Ad kan divrei hanoda b'Yehuda. Ke'en divrei hanoda b'Yehuda, re'inu b'divrei hagon Reb Chaim, zecher tzadik v'kodosh levracha, b'sifro hagadol perek dalar mihilchos yisurei biya, halacha yud beis, domani shezeh ha-Reb Chaim harishon shehevanti b'chayai. Right? I didn't understand any Reb Chaims ever until this Reb Chaim. Right? It's like a breakthrough in life, knowing you understand your first Reb Chaim. Am I right? It's like not so pashut. So Reb Chaim notes as follows. Reb Chaim points out that the Magen Mishnah, most Rishonim assume that Vestos are Dirabonon, and therefore Prisha also has to be Dirabonon. However, says Reb Chaim, right? Reb Chaim always begins from the Rambam. The Pashtus in the Rambam is that it's a din d'oraisa. The Rambam writes, "Asul olam lavo ishto samach levesta shemetiradam b'shas tashmish." That's already an interesting formulation, no? The Rambam is worried that maybe through Tashmish you'll see them. Now the fact that the Rambam just quotes the pasuk leads Reb Chaim to say it's a din d'oraisa. But he's bothered by the kasha. How could it be d'oraisa if it is derived from Vestos, and Vestos is in Gansin d'rabbanon? So then Reb Chaim adds that it has to be that Vestos are d'oraisa according to the Rambam, because we began this year by pointing out that there's a difference between Nida and Zava, no? Nida means I see Dam when I'm supposed to see Dam. Zava means I see Dam when I'm not supposed to see Dam. Now, hello, says Reb Chaim, what do you mean you're supposed to see Dam? That means that there's a Vestos, presumably, no? So it's, of course, Vestos is d'oraisa. The entire yesod min haTorah of the difference between Nida and Zava is based on the category of Vestos, the concept of Vestos. That's what teaches me a din d'oraisa. So how could it be that all Vestos is d'rabbanan if you have Nida versus Zava? So zokt Reb Chaim. Because the Rambam says that there's a difference between Nida and Zava. Rather, from the Rambam, etc. Here, let me find the good line in the Rambam. The Reb Chaim is basically developing a yesod that the Gemara compares Vestos to the din of Shar Hamuot. And listen to Reb Chaim. Okay, this is the key line. I just found it. V'hod aminon vestis d'rabbanon hu rak l'inyin hatumah. De'zeh d'chayshina d'rasa b'shas vesta zeh lo hevi rak mid'rabbanon. U'mid oiraisa lo talinan l'meima sh'rasa. Avo en hachanami de'im ra'asa mikri zeh sh'rasa b'shas vesta gam min ha'toira. De'etzem ha'chalosh o'kviyos veses ha'rehu min ha'tora. Because din vestos were medam et ashar ha'muad. U'b'shar ha'muad leka shum din shenachosh l'negicha b'zman ha'da'aso. Ela de'ikar ha'din hu de'im nagach mikri negicha sho ha'da'a. Imkein hachanami b'vestos de'kavasa ikar ha'din min ha'toira. Who racked in kvias veses? Shazu hishas vesta. Vizal kuli alma doiraisa. The machloikis with veses is derabana doiraisa is only whether a choshesh for ri'ia b'shas vesta. And nochanami ikr chalos shel vestos is doiraisa. Zot Reb Chaim azoy. If I understand it correctly. With a shor hamuad, that's the dimyon to vestos. Right? The pshat is that the shor gores three times. So you become a muad. Now, Shor HaMuad is not the pshat that we assume, says Reb Chaim, that you're going to gore in the future. We never assume that you will gore in the future. But once you gore three times, so then we say that the negichos fit into a pattern. If I gore three times, I assume that this negicha fits into a certain pattern, and this shor is now a shor who gores at that pattern. Lehaba, I don't think that you're going to gore, but once you gore three times, so then we say, you know what, each negicha is not an independent thing, it falls into a pattern. Right? Again, it's not exactly the same as the Nodi Yehuda, no? The Nodi Yehuda is basically saying that we're worried about the future, we're not worried about the past. Reb Chaim is saying that the din of Vestos d'Rabbanon also has a d'oraisa element to it. Says Reb Chaim Vestis de Rabbanon just means that I don't predict that you're going to see dam in the future. But once you saw dam, that dam fell into a pattern, and that pattern is enough min ha-toira to create a yesod of Nida versus Zava. Just like by Yashar HaMuag, the fact that I gored three times is megala that now I am a Shar HaMuad. My status is different. It fell into a pattern. Once it happened, it fell into a pattern. I never predict that it will happen in the future. However, says Reb Chaim, the drasha of the Hizartem tells me that the Iker Din is Shatzarech Lifrosh B'makam Sheyuchal Lavo Lidei Tuma V'nida V'zuhi Mitzus HaZara Uprisha. Kevan de Iker Kvias HaVestas Hudai Raisa Nihi De Ba'ovah Vesta Kamelon Vestas De Rabbanon Mikomech HaMishaz Vesta Atzma Hareyu B'chal Efshar Lios Roa V'chai Ozeh Chovas HaPrisha. Okay, I think what Reb Chaim is saying just is the Nod of Yehuda with an additional complication. Right? The Nod Yehuda is pretty simple. The Nod Yehuda says a difference between past and future. Reb Chaim is saying that even for past, there's a din d'oraisa of Vestos. Haraya, Nida versus Zava. And even for future, we never predict that you will see. Reb Chaim's understanding of Shor HaMuad is meredek, no? Shor HaMuad doesn't mean that we are worried that you will gore. We're never worried that you will gore. But if you gore, you fell into a pattern. So says Reb Chaim, this is the yesod of Prisha. Prisha means I have to separate from my wife at a time when if the period comes, the period will fit into a pattern. It's not that I'm choshesh, she will see dam. No! You're never choshesh for the future, says Reb Chaim. But you are choshesh that you're not even choshesh. You have to separate because if you see dam, it will fall into a pattern and therefore there's a chiyuv to separate. No? Does this confuse you guys or make it easier? Hi, Kevin.
Meaning either way, the next time.
So, honestly, I mean, the nafgamina is first of all how you understand Shor HaMuad. How you understand. It's a nafgamina, I would say, conceptually, not anything else. It's a conceptual nafgamina. I don't know. Again, what I said is that the Noi de Yehuda end. I don't know of any practical nafgamina between the Nod of Yehuda's understanding and the understanding of Reb Chaim. But what Reb Chaim is adding is that even if you hold Vestas de Rabbanon, it's clear that there's an element of d'oraisa involved in the Vestos, no? Okay. Chavestas has a different approach. We did this Chavestas, I think. One of the first year, we did this Chavestas. So Chavestas and Kuf Pei Gimel. Says it is sold like this. I think if I understand the Chavestas correctly, the Chavestas is saying that there's a pattern that Halacha recognizes, but also recognizes that it might not continue. For example, Chazaka ha'asuya lehishtanos, no? There's a machlokas in the Gemara in Kedushin. Let's say a father marries off his daughter on her 12 and a half year birthday, no? So on the one hand, there's a chazaka that the father still has a right to marry off his daughter. On the other hand, this is a chazaka ha'asuya lehishtanos. It's going to change. And because it's a chazaka ha'asuya lehishtanos, it doesn't carry the full weight of a normal chazaka. Right, is this the way we said the chavestas the first time, Mr. Press?
I think so.
So the chavestas is saying, if I understand it correctly, that Vestos is a chazaka It changes. Because women's periods always fluctuate. So yeah, if balance a pattern, that pattern perhaps will be a chazak on the level of Da'iraisa. But because when we know that the pattern is going to change and can change, so therefore the din is that we are not worried that it created a full-fledged pattern min ha-Torah. In the worst case scenario, it creates a pattern which is a pattern midrabanon based on chazaka ha'asuya lehishtanos. It's the last paragraph in the Chavistas and Kuf Pei Gimel. Kim lohu lechazal, the vestus is chazak asuyo lehishtanosi. Uksha'isha ba biyamim nismatu hadomim, v'choda ha'orach, shayala kvar. Right, as women get older, the period is no longer as consistent. Avakshi roa v'shas vesta, I mean, the machmas chesgas gimel po'amim, the vestus, machmas gramas hayom, shal vestus v'hadam, the chesgas gimel po'am, v'chomakom is doi ra'isa. So effectively what we're saying, I think, what the Chav Stas is saying, is that when you have the dam, of course it's a doiraisa. We're not choshesh each time that if you didn't do a bedika on the yoyim haveses, that you're temeya min ha-Torah, because since it's a chazaka ha-asuyel ishtanos, because as women get older, the chazaka does not remain fully intact. Basically, all of the yesodos lead us in the same place, which is to say that unlike the Shulchan Aruch who assumes that because Vestus is Dirabanon, therefore Prisha is also Dirabanon, we can argue that Vestus are Dirabanon, but the din of Prisha is Min HaTorah. Why is the din Prisha Min HaTorah? The Nodeb Yehuda says, because of Shema Yomos Chayshinon, Reb Chaim says that Prisha is reinterpreted as a din that you have to separate at a time when you could have dam that would fall into a pattern. No? And I think the Chavis Das ends up saying very much so also like the Noidib Yehuda. Now there is a Chazanish on this Reb Chaim who says something that maybe we should try to figure out when we read it inside. If I remember correctly, I did not understand the Chazon Ish. I think I understood the Reb Chaim a little bit. I don't think I understood the Chazon Ish. Mr. Press, you had a comment?
Yeah, it's about the Chavos Das. That at the end of the day, when it sounds like, it's only because it's a Chazak Asi Lishtonos that it's there at bottom going forward if she were to not see it. Like, we can't assume that she'll see during her Veset. It's only if she sees that when I pray, or would say that she is a Chazak Deres in terms of stuff.
Right.
So would he just, like the way he describes Chazak HaSuyu Lishtonos, it's kind of just sound like the way our clients treating all these Chazakos, or these types of Chazakos in a Lahabah sort of case. So does he just have a different fundamental understanding of like how predictive a normal Chazaka is in the future as opposed to our client, like a stronger one or something? That's what it sort of sounds like.
I mean, it's entirely possible.
Okay.
I just don't know if like the Chazak of Ashar HaMu'ud is really HaSuyu Lishtonos.
Yeah. Okay, but he would still, obviously everyone agrees that it's not a predictive one. So
right.
Okay.
I think so.
Yeah.
Now, what's interesting to note in the Pisrei Tshuva...
Why is it not going to change?
Speak louder.
Why is it not going to change our mode?
Again, I think if we understand that Shor HaMu'ud is the pshat that I'm revealing the nature of the Shor, that this Shor was born with a certain juk in its brain, that it will gore, so then once I reveal that nature, that's what it is. Again, if it happens that the shor changes, right? So the shor changed its nature. But I don't know that that will happen. Once it happens that the shor changes its nature, so then I go back and I re-reveal what the shor is, so to speak. Now, the re'ah in the Bedek HaBayis, and the Pisrei Tshuva quotes at the Chsam Sofer saying this idea, the same idea from his Rebbe, Reb Nosson Adler, that Vestus is not Da'iraisa, in the sense of samach leveses is not the oraisa. But at the time of veses itself, it is the oraisa. Meaning, the chiyum hatashmish can be makdim the orach. We don't allow you to have tashmish hamita during the zman of the veses, because we're worried that that will cause the dam to come out. No? So, effectively, at the zman of veses itself, you have to separate min hatayra. Some of Mavesta, separation is midrabban. Now, what exactly veses means, it could be that veses for the means a pinpointed zman. But ves at that time, you have to separate min hatayra. Now, again, I think the Rambam in Parak Daled Yisur Bi that Reb Chaim brought up might sound more like the Ra'ah than the Reb Chaim, no? The Rambam's lashon is that we're choshesh because of the chum hatashmish or something. That sounds more Ra'ah-like. But b'kitzer hama'aseh, what that would mean is that there's a din that you have to separate. But when do I have to separate? A din d'oraisa, I have to separate when she's expecting her period. Let's say she's expecting her period 9:07 p.m. Clockwork. Separate 9:07 p.m. Before 9:07 p.m., says the Ra'ah, that's kol kulo midrabanan. Now again, as we learn Vestos, effectively, we are going to be worried that Prisha Ba'ona HaSamach Vesta is a D'oraisa, along the lines of the Nadab Yehuda and the Reb Chaim, etc. But even though the Din of Vestos is D'rabanan, the Prisha might still be D'oraisa. So this is like the hakdama that we're giving. And next time we learn, Amir Tzashem, we'll do Se'if Beis and kind of develop this further. Okay, Chevra, may you have a wonderful and blessed day.